In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
$16 million. Second-round guard Tate Ratledge is the only Lions pick who still needs a contract. Thunder point guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has won NBA MVP, beating out Nuggets center Nikola Jokic, who won his third in four seasons last year. The Pistons' Cade Cunningham finishing seventh in voting, and the Thunder look to take a 2-0 lead on the T-Wolves tonight in Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. On the ice, Panthers Hurricanes Game 2 in the Eastern Conference Finals also tonight. Florida looking to go up 2-0. At the Corbo Health Sports Desk, I'm Luke Sloan. For more, go to 97.1 The Ticket or Odyssey.com.
Hey, can you loan me about $400?
Sure. What for?
Well, I wanted to join one of the BFRO expeditions. Apparently, it costs between $300 and $500. So
you pay $400 and they take you on a search for Bigfoot. Is it guaranteed? Is it like one of those deals if you don't see a whale watching cruise, if you don't see the whale, you get your money back?
Oh, I don't think so.
No?
No. I mean, you know that Bigfoot's very hard to find.
Well, they've only been searching for like 60 years.
Yeah, still haven't found one.
Gator, do you think you know more than them about Bigfoot?
No.
All right.
No, I don't.
That's what your money goes towards, man. These guys know.
That's why I'm asking Doug for money.
Yeah, they're credible.
Well, Dude, Monroe and his son are credible. They saw a Bigfoot.
Well, they're credible because the BFRO said so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can I use the BFRO to be a character witness for me if I'm ever in trouble with the law so they can deem me as credible?
You can give it a shot.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine
What crimes do you plan on committing?
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking. It's like, in general, you know, I'm trying to find ways for the BFRO to continue doing what they're doing. So, you know, they're going to have to fund themselves. Look, times are tough. The economy's tough. They're going to have to expand. So maybe if they can go ahead and verify that the man in Monroe and his son, that they are quote-unquote credible, then maybe we should start thinking, maybe I'm just helping out some attorneys out here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
You know, Autolaw, Bernstein, Figer. Whomever, right? All these people. Maybe they need to contact the
Jamada
BFRO.
Jamada Kairos.
Right. 100%.
Let's go.
My buddy Barton Morris. Let's go. Let's make this happen.
Wire up.
We've got a group that can vouch for the credibility of people. You may want to contact them. I'm just saying. And you can thank me later.
Gator searching for billable hours here.
Well, yeah. For a percentage.
All right. So I mentioned it. Yeah, the story on Click on Detroit, if you want to read it. I mentioned it earlier that John Morosi, who was on morning show, national writer, but lives here locally, and is really dialed in with the Tigers and the sport of Major League Baseball. You'll see him on Fox. You'll see him on MLB Network. All right. Are the Tigers getting respect around the country? Here is what John Morosi said. I hadn't thought about the comparison between this Tiger team and the 2006 Tiger team, but I started looking at it. While that team had some more established big names like Pudge Rodriguez and Maglio Ordonez, mm-hmm. the numbers are stunningly similar. Like, they also had a bunch of guys that were basically role players and guys that were, you know, had bounced around the league a little bit, like Craig Monroe and you know, Brandon Inge, who was kind of a role player, and Sean Casey. Like, they're not, it's not a collection of superstars in 06. And I guess I look back at that 06 team a little bit more romantically. But yeah, I think this offense might be better than that one. That lineup, everyday lineup, had four players with an OPS over 800. The Tigers currently have three, and Gleyber Torres is at 794. So, you know, as time has gone by, I've looked at that 06 team, and I probably held it a little bit more higher regard in terms of, you know, being filled with stars. They really weren't. They had great pitching like this team does, and they have Pudge and they have Maglio, but this team's got, you know, Riley Green, who's a star, and they've got a guy who I guess was a star at one point in Javi Baez.
Well, what that team had, here's what I see is the big difference between the Tigers and the 06 team, is that the Tigers currently, a lot of homegrown guys. The 06 team didn't have. The everyday players that they had, Brandon Inge was homegrown, and Curtis Granderson, I think, was homegrown. Outside of that, no. Everybody else was maybe Chris Shelton, I guess, or maybe Shelton may have been traded. But the other guys, Polanco, Guillen.
Yeah, they Pudge, went outside a lot.
Outside a ton.
But they weren't, they weren't filled with stars off the everyday lineup.
No, there was a lot of solid players, yep. Right? When you look at the home run totals on that team, Brandon Inge had 27, Monroe had 28, Maglio had 24, Marcus Timms had 26, Curtis Granderson had 19, Carlos Guillen had 19, Pudge had 13, and Chris Shelton had 16. Those are the guys with double digits. It's a lot of guys in double digit home runs. It was kind of like sneaky. They had sneaky power on that team. But yes, it was built on the pitching. I think I agree with a lot of what Morosi said. The only thing I would say is that, in my opinion, it's just different because of the homegrown talent. This team has a ton of homegrown talent.
Yeah,
and this team is a lot younger than that team was. That team was pretty veteran laden.
How they got here are different. What's on the field though is similar. All right, more from John Morosi from the morning show. Can the Tigers win the American League? Here's what he had to say. So, you know, it's funny because John Morosi from the morning show, I think back to last year and I just looked it up this morning. The Tigers late in the season took 4 of 6 from Baltimore and they swept Kansas City, you know, playoff teams. And every time they did something like that, I would ask the question, how are they doing this? And then they got to the postseason. Did they just like the stunned feeling of they just beat the Astros in this series.
Totally stunned the Astros.
They're up 2-1 against Cleveland. Like everything they were doing was surprising. I said it earlier in the show. They're going to line up against Cleveland, 4-game series this weekend. I think they're better than Cleveland. I think the reason they beat St. Louis, who is a hot baseball team, is they're better than St. Louis. They took series from first place teams, New York, Seattle, San Diego was at the time. Why? Because they felt like they were better than those teams. That's the weird thing. Like a year later, it's not surprising. They look like they're a better baseball team than those teams.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they are a better baseball team. And the American League has 7 teams right now that are above 500. The National League has 8 teams that are above 500. There's not a ton of disparity there. You know, I think when he brings up the AL East, because everyone wants to look at the AL East, that's where the big bad Yankees are and the Red Sox, and he mentions that only Yankees are above 500. Right. What he didn't say was that there are 4 teams in the American League Central that are above 500. And it's not because they all beat up on Chicago. It's because they're beating up on everybody. These are good teams. This is a tough-ass division. And I don't think John Morosi is taking any credit away from the Tigers. I think he's amazed, like we all are, at what's happened here and looking at it. And I like what he had to say. The roster is, it's formidable. That they might have one of I'm reading between the lines here, but it sounds like he's saying that they have like one of the top 5 rosters in all of baseball. You know, they might have a better roster than the Yankees, maybe not, but obviously the Dodgers is a different team. And then the other teams you got to figure out a better roster than Philadelphia or the Mets or the Padres. I don't really care because it doesn't matter until the World Series. What matters right now, this team is damn good, and they are young, and they are growing together. And this team has a rather large core of players that's only going to get more impressive as the years go on. You know, in 2 years, when you've got Max Clark knocking on the door to come play on this team, that's going to be fun. You know, McGonagall knocking on the door to play on this team, if these guys aren't traded by that point. But, you know, they've got a lot of these younger players that are really flourishing in the minors right now. And they got players in the majors that are flourishing at the majors right now.
Well, he did talk about the American League Central, and we'll get to what he had to say about that race. Coming up today at 12:20, it's Carson Anderson, big series with Cleveland. John Morosi was on the morning show a little bit later on this hour. A lot of fun stuff planned, including an update on the prisoner escape down in New Orleans. Another one captured. Interesting trend with what's going on with that prison escape. Again, we'll get to that in the back half of this hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, do you know your home's water score? Telltale signs like water spots, dingy laundry, or dry skin indicate your water score needs to be better. Improve your water score by calling CGC Water at 855-339-4242. This month, get a free Kinetico reverse osmosis system rather with a purchase of a Kinetico Premier softener. Remember this, if you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. We love our filter. Think you will too. 855-339-4242 or cgcwater.com. Improve your water score. Contact CGC Water Treatment and Plumbing, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer. Tell them Doug Karsh sent you. It's kind of an interesting highlight to play in a promo for a game.
Yeah. What was the highlight?
Baez was going to be out by 5 feet. Tigers, and threw it away.
And it's a fielder's choice.
Hey, that's a balk.
Tigers, Guardians. Comerica Park tonight. We're all here for it. Let's go.
And that's going to move the runner over.
That's going to get Tyler Holton up in the bullpen.
Tigers, Guardians.
I think we might have some actual highlights we can put in. This team's winning a bit. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe use a double for an RBI to win the game. Maybe a home run. They've hit a few home runs this year. Have you noticed that? Gotten some big strikeouts.
Baez calls time at the plate.
Let's see if AJ Hinch is going to challenge. He won't.
Tigers, Guardians.
Pregame, 6:45.
Be there. It's on, yeah.
Checking the out-of-town scoreboard. Tigers, Guardians. Just pull anything Dan Dickerson says.
Oh, we got pitch count problems. And the umpire is going to have to get some more baseball. Tigers, Guardians. Don't miss it. Hey, anything could be a highlight.
Anything could be a highlight.
Anything could be a highlight.
Just put it to music. And
Tigers, Lindy Waters for three. Pistons, Knicks, game six.
Also, an interesting choice of a highlight for a promo. All right. Let's get back to it. John Morosi on the morning show. We heard him talk about the Tigers getting national respect. We heard him on why the Tigers can win the American League. Who's the biggest threat in the division? Here's what he had to say.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
So here you go. Nailer gone, Class A. More like Class B.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah. And Rocchio in the minors. Rocchio's in the minors. God, he was so, like, I was looking forward to booing him this weekend.
Were you?
Yeah, not really. But I was looking forward to rooting against him. I'm not a boo guy. But he was one of the annoying little twerps in that series last year. But he's down in Columbus. I think it's Columbus. I don't know where they are. Anyway.
He's a Clipper.
Yep. He still thinks it's Cleveland, and I just think the Tigers are better than Cleveland. I guess we'll find out. There's so much baseball to be played. If they're playing at this level, they're going to win the division, and they're a strong candidate to win the World Series. That's how good they're playing. And it's more than April and May. It's basically last August, September, October carried over into April and May. And they just seem to be picking up steam.
Well, Class A has only given up one run in his last 10 outings. So maybe Class A is back to being Class A.
Could be.
But he got roughed up in a couple of outings in April. And as we know, when you're only throwing 20 innings up to this point, a couple of bad innings can really throw off your ERA. But he's still formidable. But look, the Tigers, you can get to them. Or what happened against who's the guy that throws 104 miles an hour? Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah.
First time Aroldis Chapman faced him, it was trouble. He was lights out against him. Then they went to him the next night, and all of a sudden his velocity dropped 4 or 5 miles an hour, and the Tigers were able to get to him.
And they did.
Tigers can get to anybody.
Well, big series starts tonight down there at Comerica Park. Everybody buckle up. Should be fun. All right, so Aiden Hutchinson just gave an update on his health. We will get to that coming up today at 12:30 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props, and now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently or maybe flirting with a potential triple-double? Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine your live prop bets in the same game parlays for a chance to win big. You know what I do? I take advantage of the profit boosts when they're there. Not with the same game parlays, but with just normal bets. They'll offer up profit boosts. then you can bet on a favorite, you know, and on the money line and still get a decent return. That's what I do. In the meantime, if you haven't joined FanDuel yet, now's a good time. FanDuel.com/Doug. You get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So again, bet on a favorite on the money line. You'll get those $200 in bonus bets. Must be 21 or older and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonuses issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you going to be sad? Apparently, the Treasury Department made the final order for pennies.
Am I going to be sad? No.
Won't have something that says like 2027.
No, I'm good. Does that mean we should save our pennies? They become collector's items?
I don't think they do. I think we've been trying to get rid of them forever.
It'd be interesting if this penny became worth more than a penny by being pulled out of circulation.
But sounds like a podcast for Ken Collects.
Does one need to start collecting pennies?
Spoiler alert, the answer is no.
Okay, good to know. Okay, at this hour, Aiden Hutchinson has stepped to the podium and is speaking with the media. So it is the Lions offseason program, and the players are in town, and so everybody's gathered around. Everybody gather around. And a couple of updates here. One, our Birchie kid tweeted out, I got cleared a while back, and now I'm just rolling with the boys. Feels like I'm back to being myself again. This is the most excited I've been for OTAs in my life. Longest hiatus I've had without playing ball. I am so pumped. Like that.
Okay.
Yep. He says he is fully cleared for all football activities. So, now, does that mean he hits the ground running? Is he 100% right away? Probably not. But they don't play a game here for almost 4 months. If he's fully cleared, you know, he could be ready to go with the opener. There was some fear. And look, there's no guarantees, right, when somebody gets hurt. But it was by all accounts, this was a typical, clean, broken bone in the leg, which I'm no medical training whatsoever, but been around long enough to hear that they say the clean breaks are the best ones. The clean breaks are the ones that you can come back from. And so if it was a clean break, I didn't feel like there was reason to panic. Panic had set in with some fans. And look, we're kind of conditioned over, I'm not mad at anybody, for 50 years, the rule was if it could go wrong, it would go wrong for the Detroit Lions. It doesn't look like at this point this is trending in anything other than Aiden Hutchinson being back to the way he was.
Which is great.
Yep.
That sounds great. Says he's got no restrictions. He's ready to go full bore now. Is that what he said?
Yep.
So it's May 22nd. I mean, you got June to July. You've got 2 months really before training camp starts for these guys. So that bodes very well for him. I like to hear that.
Tim Twentyman also tweeted out the following, again with Aiden Hutchinson at the podium at this hour. Hutchinson was on an MVP pace before he got hurt last year. He reminded today he's only 24 years old, and that was he's nowhere near what he expects his peak to be. He's highly motivated to come back even better in 2025. These are just words. But these are words I like.
Well, some of the words are fact. You know, when you're 24, going to be 25, your career is just getting started. Mm-hmm. And it's already been a very tantalizing beginning to his career. I'm very excited about what he can become as a player. Stay healthy like everybody. Stay healthy, and great things are going to come your way.
So there's also this DJ Reader at the podium. This, according to Corey Woods, the Lions beat writer for MLive. DJ Reader said he's still in a group chat with some of his former Bengal teammates, like Trey Hendrickson.
Oh, here we go.
said it's been a bit quieter while Hendrickson is going through his contract situation, but he's supportive of him getting paid what he feels he's worth.
Well, he also spoke about Ali McNeil and said that his spirits are high. He said, quote, he's working hard from what I see. He's looking good. That also coming from Corey Woods. So I don't know what that means. I don't expect to see Ali McNeil until maybe the second half of the season. And I hope he just get healthy, recovers, you know, on your time. But he's obviously a plus player for this team and needs to be healthy for this team to be where they want to be, which is Super Bowl champions.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's an interesting point about Hutch that it's kind of easy to think about where he is in his career and forget that, like, if you look at J.J. Watt's career, okay, here's J.J. Watt at 23, 24, 25, 20 and a half sacks, 10 and a half sacks, 20 and a half sacks, 17 and a half sacks. This is right in that little window where Aiden Hutchinson is right now. How many sacks did Aiden have last year before he got hurt?
Was it
like six or seven?
Something like that.
And it was game five he got hurt?
He had 7.5.
Okay. And was it game five? Do you have it in front of you?
It was game five. Played five games.
Okay. So was he on his way to a 20-plus sack season?
I mean, maybe. You don't know because grappling is crazy. But yes, I think it was safe to say double-digit again. So he had 9.5 his rookie season, 11.5 his second season, and had 7.5 through five games last year. Yeah, he was tracking and trending in a great direction.
And he says he's nowhere close to where he thinks he's going to be in terms of his career arc. Physically, he's cleared to play and he's fine. But he thinks he can be even better than he was going to be last year.
Well, of course. He's played 3 years of football in the NFL. I mean, he's just getting started.
God, I can't wait. It's the first time it's hit me. Like the end of the summer, and that just feels like great news.
It's because it's fall, because we have fall weather right now.
That's true.
That's probably what's happening.
We haven't even hit the summer yet. What if we're going to have summer?
Don't say that. Don't be mean. Don't ruin it for me.
Somebody put on Twitch, Doug wants to call up Mother Nature. I'd like to speak to your manager.
Doug is not allowed to talk to Mother Nature.
Probably not. 248-539-9797. Mike is on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Pro Football Focus, I think, just a couple days ago, released their top 25 players under 25 in the NFL.
Yep.
And rightfully so, Penei Sewell's number one. But one name not mentioned on the list is Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, because he will be 25 when the season starts. Yeah, that's why he was left off the list.
Gotcha. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Oh, that was it?
Well, he was pointing out the irony of that, but he didn't know. So,
yes. Know. Okay, so when we brought this up a couple of days ago, we were like, why isn't Hutch on the list? And we got to the reason we figured out, got to the bottom of it. It was because he was not eligible for the way they do the list. 248-539-9797. Okay, get to the update on the inmate prison break. Coming up today, 12:46, had to push it back with Aiden Hutchinson news, stepping to the podium saying he's fully cleared to play football. Kang, you did something last night you're ashamed of. Something that you felt immediate shame.
Yes, it was immediate.
Did you clap back at the younger one for shaming you?
No, because then she would probably do something even worse to me. I don't even want to, taunt that bear.
Yeah.
That's a credible,
That's a credible source.
Yes, telling me that she's rough on me.
You don't need
credible threat.
Yeah, you don't need the Bigfoot Society to tell you about that. What happened?
Moneymaker, no. What was it? I was watching the Knicks Pacers, and when Halliburton let that shot go and hit the back of the rim and went straight up in the air and then went through the net, I pumped my fist and yelled, yes. And I felt immediate shame.
Wow.
But I don't like the Knicks, man.
Oh, God.
And I'm not rooting for the Pacers. I'm more rooting against the Knicks.
So your reaction was to pump your fist and say yes. Doug, what was your reaction?
I couldn't believe it went in, but I didn't. I hate the Pacers.
So what was your reaction?
My reaction was,
Were you happy or not?
No, I wasn't really happy. I just was like, oh, okay. I kind of laughed a little bit because that's a terrible way to lose the game. And I thought it was a three and I flipped over to the hockey only to realize that the game went to overtime and flipped back. But
I laughed.
Did you?
I laughed.
At the pain of Knicks fans?
Yes. And like I said, because I don't care who wins this, right? I have no horse in this race. Doesn't matter to me. I don't like either team. So I can take joy in every single painful loss, whether it's to Indiana or it's to New York. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it.
You're going to focus on whoever loses.
I hope you lose in heartbreaking fashion.
You just want pain.
I want pain.
It doesn't matter who.
Yeah.
You just want pain.
I want to see Spike Lee hang his head low. I want to see Hal Burton's dad get ushered out. I want it all.
I mean, I'm not mad at you, man. I mean, it's Knicks and Pacers, you know?
I want Reggie Miller to complain about the officiating, and I want Patrick Ewing to shake his head. I want it all. Every bit of negative energy I want to absorb and laugh at these two teams.
Yeah, it all comes with positive energy. You know, that's there too. Like the Pacers were having a very positive moment, but you were able to compartmentalize and just focus on the pain of the Knicks.
That's right.
That's quite a mind trick.
Well, when they're choking away a 14-point lead with 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, it was under three.
You can't help but start to laugh. Your smile gets bigger and bigger and bigger. They've got a chance to tie or win at the buzzer. And Hal Burton, you know, like looks like he's going to drive the hoop. Nope, comes back out, launches this crazy three up in the air. Hilarious.
Did he make a comment after the game? I knew what was going in.
He said it felt good, and he thought it had a good chance of going in.
Wonder if he felt the one in overtime was a good chance of going in too, when it was wide open and he missed it, and then was quickly dunked by Evan Turner.
Dude, this is really funny. He is fine. He is really compartmentalizing well. He won the game. He made up a classic shot in Gators. Remember that three he missed wide open?
Yeah, he just goes right back at him after he praises him. Yep. Or not praise him, but give him credit maybe. No, that shot going in was like out of a movie. You don't see that.
No, you don't.
Like it went straight up in the air. Yeah. Like this was like a movie, man.
Right. It's like the last free throw in semi-tough, right?
Semi-pro.
Or semi-pro, right. Will Ferrell at the free throw line. It's the same thing.
Dude.
Bounces up, goes out there, not sure if you're going to make it.
Improbable. Like is
Jimmy Chitwood gonna make that last second shot? Every basketball movie ever made that comes down to a last second, this is what it was. Everybody jaws wide open. Is this gonna go? Yes. But it was for 2-3.
All right. Carson Anderson, we have an update on the escapees in New Orleans. Another one captured. We got how some of them have been captured.
Yeah.
And a very interesting trend. I want you to interpret what it means, Gator. We'll get to that story today at 12:48 here on Carson Anderson. 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug Karsh. Memorial Day deals are going on all month long at Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. Lease a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for just $282 a month for 24 months with $1,999 down. $282. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights. 877-SAY-SARAH or saysarah.com. Together, let's drive. With GM employee discount and Chevy lease in the household, 10,000 miles per year, plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends June 2nd.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
And there were five of the inmates that broke out of the jail close to the French Quarter. Five of the 10 have been apprehended. Five still on the run. Scott Anderson, details emerging of the captures. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. This is day six. Still at large are Antoine Massey, Lenton Van Buren, although there's a story there, Jermaine Donald, Leo Tate, and Derek Groves. Captured, well, let's work our way through these. Latest capture came Tuesday. Corey Boyd was taken into custody. He's 19 years old. It's caught in an area of New Orleans called Treme. A couple of people were helping him. Two ladies in their 30s, I guess, were harboring him in their apartment. I don't know how they figured out that he was there, but police closed in. Now the two females are under arrest.
Sure.
And looking at 5 years
aiding
and
abetting, yeah.
Yep. Late Monday, Gary Price was taken into custody. He was hiding in a vacant home on Price Street in New Orleans.
It was Price. He was on Price Street.
Yeah. Let's see. Then there was Kendall Myers. Miles, rather. He was 20. Kendall went on Instagram Live intentionally to talk about being out.
Yeah, why not?
He eventually was recognized through facial recognition technology in the French Quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It was a brief chase before he was apprehended.
There you go.
Robert Moody, 21, was apprehended to a Crime Stopper tip. Deckman Dennis, 24, was apprehended near Chef Mentor Highway, for what it's worth. So let me go over these, the roster of escapees. Tell me if you notice a trend. Corey Boyd, 19, captured. Antoine Massey, 32, still at large. Robert Moody, 21, captured. Jermaine Donald, 42, still at large. Deccan and Dennis, 24, captured. Leo Tate, 31, still at large. Lenton Van Buren, 26, still at large. Gary Price, 20, captured. And Robert Moody, 21, captured.
You mentioned him.
Did I already?
Yep.
I missed one of these guys. The other one that's still at large is Derek Groves. 10 of them, he's 27. Out of the 10 of them, the five oldest are still at large. The five youngest all captured. Gator, is this a coincidence?
No, I don't think so. You know, these guys were 19, 20, 21 years old, and they got captured.
The average age of the guys that have been apprehended, 21. The average age of those still on the loose, 32.
Yeah.
So, experience?
There's that. Yep. Young and stupid, and, you know, going on Instagram Live is not wise.
No.
Yeah. And these guys, we'll see when they capture the other five where they're captured, but these youngins, been all nabbed right there close to in New Orleans, right?
Yes.
So we'll see if the other ones are captured in Mississippi or Alabama or Texas. Did they go elsewhere? Did they get out of there? Or do they try to blend in, like you were suggesting they do, in New Orleans?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens to the other five, because if they all got out of Dodge and the five of them have all tried to blend in thing or hide nearby, all of them are captured. So this may shock you. It's quite possible I would have been a terrible criminal and a bad escapee. Might shock you. Here's the follow-up, though. The one kid who enlisted I'm assuming they're going to be friends. He was 19. There were two women in their 30s that were harboring him.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone in your life where you would actually help them? I mean, like a close family member.
Probably. Yeah.
Isn't that a hard question to answer?
Yeah, it's a really hard question to answer. But I mean, you're thrown in different circumstances. Like a family member... Jen, I tend to think that most people would help out a family member, you know, at least at the very least. All right, settle down, stay here. Let's figure things out. Okay. Let's look at your options and then try to help them make the right decision.
So Derek Groves' aunt came out and encouraged him publicly to turn himself in. Immediately, Kang said,
he's hiding with the aunt. That's exactly what I want my aunt to say if I'm hiding at her house. Hey, auntie, do me a favor.
Go public.
Yep, go public. Tell everyone I need to turn myself in. And thank you for the food.
Thank you for the food.
It's not a bad plan.
This is a real tough one for me because I'm a big, big loyalty guy. Like big.
Yeah.
To a fault. This is putting yourself in some serious trouble here if you get caught. I mean, you already mentioned the story about the other two that helped the one, right? Escapee.
Yep.
And I don't even know if they were family members. They might have just helped.
This list is short. This is a very short list.
Oh, okay. You got a list for this,
too. It's a very short list of people that I would... Yeah. Very short list of people.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anybody that I'm friends with that I would help. Because I'd basically say, look, man, I got a family to take care of. I can't. But if it's your family that comes to you, if it's one of my kids.
You got to do it in a way where you don't incriminate yourself a lot.
How do you have what's you know your plausible deniability? Like, no,
this is what I would do. Honestly, I would call up and say, I'm calling up my brother. And I would say, hey, this isn't who you think it is. You know, like you don't identify yourself, but like you try to get some help without saying who you are, what you're looking to do, and they don't need to know any information about where you're going or what. You get a way to them help. Hey, leave. You might want to leave this here, right? You know what I mean? Like, hey, there's an ACO over, a gas station down the street. You may just want to go inside and leave your car running. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Something like we're a way that...
Sounds to me like Kang's got an escape plan with his brother.
Yeah, I got a few of them.
First thing, if I call up your house and I start saying, hey, it's not who you think it is, then you know something's up.
No, this is what I do. I call up at your house and I say, go Knicks. Then you know I'm in trouble. Like, that's my...
There's a sign.
Yeah,
something's wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if I would call, the first thing is, hey, how are your kids doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, or you say, yeah, I like kids.
Well, it's not the Gator I know. What's up? Yeah. What do you need?
It's like, Brunson's not a flopper.
Yeah.
Kang's in trouble.
You got a pod?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, I suppose if you're going into a life of crime, thinking of your escape plan might actually be something a smart criminal would do.
But beyond immediate family, I mean, you really...
It's a no for everybody. For everybody.
I mean, you have the conversation with a person, but I mean, like if you were to call me and say, hey man, I'm in trouble. I'm on the lam right now. I need to hide out for a while. Like you and I would have a discussion. It'd be a long discussion.
And it would be one of those things.
You're putting me in a terrible situation.
I'm not going to risk my family and my ability to be with my family, but I'm also not going to turn you in. Okay, you do what you're going to do. Don't tell me what you're going to do, but I'm not going to turn you in. I don't want to know any details.
Unless there's prize money.
But go, Scott, go. Well, there is in this case.
Prize money.
There's prize.
What do they show up with a big check at your door?
Congratulations, you turned in your friend.
Right?
Here's $50,000.
Well, it's $20,000, so there's $100,000 worth of inmates still running around out there.
The Michigan Lotto thanks you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is there a lump sum payout? Or
should there be a billboard, like, you know, next to the Mega Millions and Powerball? Also
prize
money
for,
you know, helping the bring back the prisoners?
Prize money.
Well, tough question. Should we do 10 texts? Would you help a family member if they were an escapee? Remember to sign your text. Tell us why you would or would not. 248-539-9797. Maybe by signing your text, you're outing yourself for a future case, but... Would you help a family member? There are people cooking up trade scenarios for this guy, Scott.
Ridiculous.
Detroit is mentioned. We'll get to that today at 105 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.